If you're a Christian here on Anchor who is interested in developing a sense of how the truths of Christianity have been passed down, preserved, and etched into the hearts of men and women for millennia, then you need to check out a new podcast from Hank Hanegraaff called Hank Unplugged. This podcast has, for me, been absolutely nothing short of transformational. It's been paradigm-busting in ways that I could not have imagined. It's blindsided my faith in what I thought was my Christian worldview, and the conversations that are taking place on this podcast are hauntingly intriguing. They have captured and enraptured the yearnings of my soul for connection to God in ways that I, as a Protestant, likely would not have been introduced to otherwise. The format of the podcast is conversations between Hank and another person. The guests are Christian scholars, writers, thinkers, people with deep wisdom, faith, and a deep desire to see the hearts and minds of Christians transformed so that the gospel can have its effect in our time. These conversations deal with the traditions of the Christian church from the beginning, and how these modes of worship actually serve a multitude of purposes, among which is the passing down of the truths of the gospel from generation to generation in a corporate or communal manner, so that the core of the gospel and its mysteries remains unchanged, unaltered, and just as concentrated. It reminds me of a passage in Jeremiah 31, verses 33 through 34. It says, "This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more." And the conversations that are taking place on Hank Unplugged delve into that process, the process by which anthropologically and spiritually we internalize the truths and the mysteries of the gospel in such a way that the gospel itself remains pure. This process also, from the beginning of the church, expected spiritual growth, and as a result, worship incorporated certain ascetic practices that provided accountability and a means for consistency and persistence in spiritual development. And that's something that I have been missing, but desperately needing my entire Christian life. So if you've connected with anything that I've said, please check out this podcast. You will not regret investing an hour or two in a few of these episodes. Go ahead, check it out.